We continue with Masechus Rosh Hashanah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis. We're about halfway down the Amud with the words Remeyev Rebel Yezer Ben Yaakov. Previously, the Gemara introduced a Braisa, which taught that there were five different opinions in the Tanoim as to at what point a person is going to be in violation of the Isser of Baal Ta'achir, when a person takes a vow that he's going to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, or he takes some other pledge, he's Maktish something, or even as we saw perhaps, even Braisa, when it comes to a pledge of tzedakah. So a person obviously has to fulfill that vow as soon as possible. At a certain point, however, a person is going to be in violation of the Isser in the Torah of Baal Ta'achir. So the Tanoim argue as to at which point is a person going to be in violation of the Isser of Baal Ta'achir. So there were five different opinions. Reb Meir was of the opinion, and that's what's cited over here in the Gemara, that once one Yom Tov has passed, so a person is in violation of the Isser of Baal Ta'achir. Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov said two. So the Gemara now asks, "V'Reb Meir, Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, hi, b'chag ha-matzos, b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukos, mai darshu bei? What do they do with the pasuk that says b'chag ha-matzos, b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukos?" Right? We had seen previously that the Torah does not need to tell us the name or even the order, the sequence of the Yom Tovim, as that was outlined previously in the pasuk in the Torah. So the fact that the Torah goes ahead and repeats the names of the three Yom Tovim, obviously that's to teach us something. So according to the Tanakhama that says a person is in violation of the Isser Baal Ta'achir, once Shalosh Regalim have passed, so it makes perfect sense why the Torah says, B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. However, according to Reb Meir, says one, Eliezer ben Yaakov says two, so then why does the Torah repeat this? Must be to teach something else. So says the Gemara, Mibayulei, Delchoved Berlazar, Amr Reb Hashaya. So it is coming, it is needed for them to teach the din of Reb Elazar ben Reb Hashaya, Damar Reb Elazar ben Reb Hashaya, Minayin latzeres sheyesh la tashlumin kol shiva. How do we know that when it comes to atzeres, when it comes to shavuos, there is a period of tashlumin, literally to make up a missed opportunity that lasts for shiva 7 days. What's going on? Rashi says minayin latzeres diila b'chag asusa b'chag matzos. When it comes to sukkot and pesach, nafkalon, the pasuk says v'chagosem aso chag l'Hashem shivas yamin. That a person is to bring, in this case we're talking about the korban chagiga, special chagiga, a korban that's brought on Yom Tov, a person is supposed to celebrate by bringing the korban chagiga for 7 days. Yachol, yehu chogigin kol shiva, you would think that you could bring the korban chagiga lechachila for all 7 days. Tabad lomar, oso, the pasuk says, v'chagosem oso. Oso, atal chogig, v'yatal chogig kol shiva. On the first day of Yom Tov, the first day of Pesach, the first day of Sukkot, Cain says, Rashi, Loma Nemar Shiva. Why then does it say Shiva? So Lutashlumim. So this comes to teach that you could make up Shim Lo Chog Chagigasa Barishon. If you did not bring the Korban Chagiga Bizman on the first day of Yom Tov, so then Yakrivena B'Sheni, you could bring it on the second day and the third, etc. You have 7 days of Tashlumin. So getting back to the Brice over here, Rabbi Elazar says in Rabbi Shaya that when it comes to Shavuos, there's also a concept of Tashlumin for 7 days. Even though Shavuos obviously is only one day itself, Tamid Lomer, because the pasuk says v'chag ha-matzos, v'chag ha-shavuos, v'chag ha-sukos. So makish chag ha-shavuos l'chag ha-matzos. The Torah equates. The Torah compares Shavuos to Pesach, and from there we see the following: machag ha-matzos yesh la tashlum and kol shiva. Just like when it comes to Pesach, a person should bring the korban chagiga on day one, but if he doesn't, he will have the opportunity to bring it for the remaining days of Pesach. In other words, all 7 days are an acceptable period because that's called Tashlumin. Af, so too, when it comes to Chag HaShavuos, Yesh La Tashlumin Kol Shiva. When it comes to Shavuos as well, you have a period of 7 days to bring the korban, even though, again, Shavuos in of itself is only one day. So says the Gemara, well, V'lekish L'Chag HaSukos. Why don't we say that the Torah should compare, why don't we focus on the comparison between Shavuos and Sukkot? Meaning the pasuk says b'chag ha-matzos, b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukos. So right now we are linking Shavuos with the Yom Tov that is listed previously, Pesach followed by Sukkot. So that's a hekish. But the Gemara says, you know, you can make another hekish. You could bear Shavuos to Sukkot, and then we should come to a different conclusion. Ma'alu halon shmona, just like when it comes to Sukkot, you have 8 days, because by Sukkot, it's not just the 7 days of Sukkot, but you have the 8th day of Shmini Atzeres. So Afkan, so here by Shavuos as well, we should say you have Shmona, you have 8 days. So if a person did not bring the Korban Chagiga on the day of Shavuos, so he has an additional 7 days afterwards, just like one would have on Pesach, for a total of 8 days. Says the no, it can't be. Why? Shmini regel b'fnei atzmo. The Shmini, the eighth day, meaning what we call Shmini Atzeres, that is considered to be a regel b'fnei atzmo, separate yomtiv, and it is not part of Sukkot. And so therefore, we cannot include it in the period of Tashlumin for Sukkot. So it comes out, says the Gemara, that the assumption of the question was incorrect. We had thought that since you have Shmini Atzeres and Shval Sukkot, so the period of Tashlumin becomes extended. So the Gemara says it's not true, that there is no extended Tashlumin. Tashlumin of Pesach is 7 days, and Tashlumin of Sukkot is 7 days. There's a Yom Tov for Shmini Atzeres. So it says the Gemara, that's a regel b'fnei atzmo. That's considered to be a separate entity, a separate Yom Tov, and it is not, does not constitute an extension of the period of Tashlumin. So at this point, it really doesn't make a difference whether or not you're Makish Shavuos to Pesach or Makish Shavuos to Sukkot, it's going to come out the same. There's no Nafkamina because either direction, whether you compare Shavuot to Pesach or to Sukkot, it's going to come out that the Tashlumin, either way, is only going to be 7 days. So there's no benefit to be Makish one towards the other, as far as we know right now. So says the Gemara, wait a second. Or maybe we should say that Amrinu Shmini Regel B'fnei Atzmo, maybe the only time we say that Shmini Atzeres is considered to be a Yom Tov B'nei Atzmo, L'inyin Pizar Keshav. This is regarding the six halachos that are indicated by the Nemanik, the Rashi Tevas Pizar Keshav, which we're going to explain in a moment. What they are, Aval, says the L'inyin Tashlumin, when it comes to the matter of Tashlumin, Divrei HaKol Tashlumin Dirishonu. Maybe we'll say over there that everybody agrees that when it comes to Tashlumin, it is only going to be for the first day of Sukkot. So, but before going on over here, let's just first identify what is this Pesach Keshav. What is that? So Rashi tells us exactly what Pesach Keshav means. Pesach, it begins with a pay, and the pay is a reference to the pious, literally to the lottery. That when it came to the 7 days of Sukkot, so there was an order which was followed to determine which of the Mishmaros, the 24 groups of Kohanim, would bring the animals that were brought for the Korban Musaf for that day. Now since there were 70 parim, there were 70 bulls that were brought altogether over Sukkot, and the number of Mishmaros were 24, so it came out that 22 Mishmaros offered 3, and 2 of the Mishmaros only brought 2. And now we know that one of the animals is brought on Shmini Atzeres, and that was not automatically awarded to one of the last two Mishmaros. Rather, all of the Mishmaros participated in a new pious in order to determine who was going to bring that one. So this is one din in which Shmini Atzeres is considered to be a regular from the Asma. That's the pay. What is the Zayin? So that's Zman. This is a reference to the Birchos Shachiyanu. And when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, we make a special Birchus Shachayanu because it's considered to be a regel b'fnei atzmo. Compare that for a moment to Sukkot, to Pesach, where we recite a Shachayanu in the beginning of Pesach. When it comes to Yom Shvi Shal Pesach, the last day, we do not recite another Shachayanu because it's not considered to be a regel b'fnei atzmo. When it comes to Shmini Atzeres, the Zayin Zman tells us that the eighth day is a regel b'fnei atzmo, therefore it gets its own Birchus Shachayanu. The Reish stands for Regel, which means festival Yom Tov. The Shmini Atzeres is not called Sukkot. It has its own name. And so therefore, when it comes to Tefillah, when it comes to Kiddush, we do not refer to it as Sukkot, but rather it has its own name of Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres. The Kuf is for Korban. And this is to tell us that we know that the Korban Musaf, Shmini Atzeres, is different from that of Sukkot. This is true in terms of the number, that on Sukkot we have a decreasing number of animals starting with 13 and going down to 7. On Shmini Atzeres is only one bull that's offered. Additionally, on the days of Sukkot, in addition to the par, there also are 2 rams and 14 sheep. On Shmini Atzeres, the number is going to be 1 ram and 7 sheep. So in this respect, the korban is different as well. The shin stands for shir, which means song. That there's a special song that was sung by the Levim during the bringing of the Korban Musaf on Shmini Atzeres, and that was different, that song that they would sing on Sukkot. And finally, Beis is Bracha. Then in Shmini Atzeres, the people would give a Bracha to the Melech, to the king, in commemoration of the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash, because that is when the people gave a bracha to Shlomo HaMelech on that day. So here we have six dinim in which Sukkot is different than Shmini Atzeres. So Shmini Atzeres is different than Sukkot. So that's why the Gemara says as follows. Maybe we should say that Shmini Atzeres is only considered, it's only Yom Tov, L'inyan Pazak HaShav, when it comes to what these six dinim, which are summarized by that. When it comes to Tashlumin, to making up a carbon that a person didn't bring, the carbon chagiga that a person didn't bring b'yom rishon, divrei akol, everybody would say tashlumin derishon hu, that the period of tashlumin is only for the first day of Sukkot. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, mishalochog yom tov harishon shalchag, a person who did not bring the carbon chagiga on the first day of Sukkot, chogeg es kol haregel, a person can bring it at any point throughout the yom tiv, V'yom tov ha'acharon shel chag, and he can even bring it on the what? On the last day of Sukkot. In other words, the Mishnah teaches that the chagig of Sukkot could be brought for a total of 8 days. And so therefore, we're back to the original question. Why then is it, the Gemara assumes that we learn the Hekesh, comparing Shavuos to Pesach, leading us to the conclusion that you have 7 days of Tashlumin for Shavuos, just like Pesach. Why not say the other way? That the Hekesh is Shavuos to Sukkot, in which case you would say, just like you have 8 days of Tashlumin for Sukkot, so too for Shavuos. So it says Gemara, Tafasta Meruba lo Tafasta, Tafasta Muat Tafasta. The reason is because in the latter case, the second suggestion over here, that we compare Shavuos to Sukkot, we are trying to be Tofes, literally seize, grab Meruba, a larger amount. And when we say, when we are trying to be Tofes Meruba, lo tafasta, so we do not seize it, we do not grab it at all. However, tafasta muat, tafasta. But if you try to seize a smaller amount, you will. Now this is really a mashal of sorts. This is a concept that we say, you know, to try to take too much, you'll be left with nothing, so better to try to take less. But over here, the Gemara is basically saying, since we could be makish Shavuos either to Pesach or Sukkot, so we prefer to go ahead and to be makish in a way in which we're going to be tofes muat, rather than be tofes meruba, because tafasta meruba lo tafasta, when you try to take too much, you end up with nothing. If you try to take a little less, so then you'll end up with what you've tried to take. So we basically conclude right now that the pasuk is not pointing to a hekish, to comparison between Shavuos and Sukkot. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, elamai hilchusa kasver achmana lachayga Sukkot. So why is it mentioned at all in the pasuk? Once you tell me that really, the whole purpose of the repetition of this pasuk is b'chag matzos or b'chag Shavuos, to tell me that Shavuos has tashlumin just like Pesach, so then why does the pasuk have to conclude with the third yom tov, the third regular Sukkot? After all, it's not teaching any halacha. So says the Gemara, well, it is la'kushe l'chag matzos. It's coming to what? To compare Sukkot to Pesach in the following respect. Ma'chag matzos to unlina, just like when it comes to Pesach, it requires lina, which means that a person literally has to sleep over. A person has to remain in Yerushalayim after the first night of Pesach. And he's not permitted to go ahead and leave. He has to wait until the morning. So, av chag sukkos ton lina, so too, when it comes to Sukkot, a person has to stay in Yerushalayim that night. V'hasim yinolon. And how do we know that when it comes to Pesach itself, that's a requirement? Tachsiv, the pasuk says, v'fanisa v'aboker, the pasuk says that in the morning you can go back to your tent, meaning you have to wait until the morning. So says the Gemara, the pasuk b'chag matzos, b'chag Shavuos, b'chag Sukkos teaches essentially two dinim. B'chag matzos compared to chag Shavuos is teaching that just like chag matzos has 7 days of tashlum, and so too Shavuos. And the reason why it says chag Sukkos is to compare Sukkos to Pesach, just like pasuk Pesach ton lina, a person has to remain until the morning. So too, when it comes to Sukkot, a person has to remain till the morning before leaving Yerushalayim.